Stav, Abby, and Matt.
Stav, Abby, and Matt.
Welcome to the podcast.
Big show today.
Yes, what did we do today?
Oh, it seems like so long ago, but we talked to people. We talked to the lovely Johan Griffith.
Yes, he was a delight.
Oh, there was a lot of conjecture around how to pronounce his name.
Well, it's spelled I-O-A-N.
Which I thought would be A-N or something.
And then G-R-U-F-F-E-D.
Griffith. It's actually Griffin.
Yes.
It's Welsh. Johan.
It's the Welsh. The Welsh people are very strange with their accent and language.
So they spell it different.
Yeah, well, they have their own language. Welsh.
Do they?
Australians have their own language. Australian.
Bullshit, we do. Dang it.
They also have the longest word in the English language with the least amount of consonants.
What is it?
It's you can't even pronounce it.
You just know about it.
Mm, I'll show you.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Close.
It's the name of a town?
Yes.
You just...
Talk amongst
yourself. Ballarat.
Ballarat is gold. Have you good for gold? Have you been there? I like it when you get to sift through the gold.
Did I? How far from Melbourne is that? Have I been to Ballarat?
No, maybe about 2 hours.
Oh, let me have a go at pronouncing it.
Okay. Here we go.
So that's an actual word.
In a lady in.
Llanfadel, Willigabadaning on the Badiga Grocery.
Why are you doing. It's a Welsh place. Why are you doing an Indian accent?
I'm just saying the sounds of it. We did the put the head in the bush the day day. Made the heretic to this guy has to split the face.
Durin.
Can you say that? Could someone,
no, I can't speak well.
Would there be anyone who'd be able to say that?
They wouldn't put that on an envelope when you're writing a letter.
Oh, if it's an A4, they'd fit it.
Ian Vapul Gangin Gago Gagur Gaquin Dorb Olandis Elio Gogo Gosh.
There we go.
And that is the Welsh way of saying, excuse me.
It's a town.
Wow. Alrighty, here we go. Podcast time.
Stav, Abby, and Matt.
On Hit 105.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here!
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. It's the finals week. It's every day. They're like, bang, you're done. Bang, you're done. Get out of here. And joining us, a lady who left last night, Jackie Gillies. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good. Now, this is a tradition. It's not just exclusive to you. We ask this to everyone who does get out of the jungle. What drink are you currently holding?
I just had a tequila shot.
Okay.
Yeah, the party!
Yeah, you did.
Jackie's in the house.
Yeah, listen, I do have a beverage. I do have a beverage company, and as I had quite found out nicely and beautifully, is that that tequila is the only upper in all beverages. So if you ever want an upper, tequila shot is the way, and it doesn't give you hangovers if you do one or two at the max and you sip it. You don't just go bang bang.
Haven't you heard the song? One tequila, two tequila, three tequila, four.
Tequila, three tequila, four. Yes, baby, I have.
Alrighty, let's talk about the jungle. Now, you, John Edward was in there with you. Now, you are both psychic. Was there at any point that, you know, he was saying stuff, especially around the Diana stuff to Paul Burrell, where your psychic senses were tingling and you're going, this guy's full of it?
No, I'm going to be completely honest with you. When John Edward came out, I spoke, and the Channel 10 didn't show this. The day before he came in, I was talking about John Edward, and a year ago I said to my mother, I'm going to meet John Edward, and I did. I have given Paul a psychic medium reading that hasn't been aired yet.
Right.
Accurate, I think it completely freaked him out and it rattled him, but in a very positive way. As for John Edward, I don't want to say that he's full of it at all. I actually think John Edwards is great, you know.
Yeah.
My Shine It Up with Jackie tour is a mix between a Tony Robbins meets Ellen meets John Edwards meets Oprah. So I only have respect for John Edwards. Do I think that he was giving absolute information that was accurate? Yes, because some of the producers and trial producers that were on there said that some of the things he was saying, he was talking about, you know, talking to other people. And I don't want to say it was inaccurate. I don't want to say it was full of it because the information that he gave to people made sense.
Did you connect with Diana when you did the reading that hasn't gone to air yet?
Yes, I absolutely did. And
was she
the
nice?
Point where To the point that the information that I gave Paul, nobody knew. And because I'm so aware with my connection, I had to write things down so the Australian public wouldn't hear. And when he came to the Tuk Tuk, where we all speak, the Channel 10, the head of Channel 10 and some of the guys that I was speaking to when I walked out said, Jackie, you have to understand, that man said, you were so accurate, there's no way you could have known the things because it's not public knowledge. So, yes, she did come through, and, yes, she did give information that nobody knew except for Paul.
What about Charlotte Dawson? I know you gave a reading for Simone and she was blown away. Was there anything that was edited out from that reading?
Of course there was. Of course there was. When I'm giving a reading, it goes for about 30 minutes. I don't go any longer than that. What I'll do is I'll say to them, I'll write this down because my spirits are telling me these people can't know. And the things I was writing down, some of the things I was writing down to Simone, Tiffany and Paul, they just looked at me and said, how the f*** do you know this? Because it's intimate information that nobody knew. Mm. And I knew the Australian public weren't allowed to know this information because, it's not for them to hear. It was for Simone to hear. And yes, I gave her, granted, I gave her a psychic medium reading on television, but the spirits were very well aware the Australian public weren't meant to hear certain things.
Well, it's very good tequila. And do you know why Danny Green has an issue with you? What is going on with you two? Because you're lovely. Everyone seems to like you, but he does not seem to...
Thank you.
Take a shine to you.
You know, I was really emotional about it because today when I walked out, I heard that, you know, Danny was saying things like, she's one of the most unintelligent people I've ever met, and Peter said that I was a shit face or a bitch face or something, and that really broke my heart because when I walked out and I was asked by Julia Morris and Chris Brown, you know, who would you like to be king? And I said, obviously, Peter, I love all the guys very much so. And, when Danny Green first came in and when you watched the show, it was very welcoming. And even with Anthony Mundine, because I had a great connection when he first walked in, and they said, so, Jackie, who do you want to pick sides? And, you know, when they had that fight as soon as he first walked in, and I looked at Mundy, and Mundy, it's like his face dropped, and I said, Mundy, I love you, but I don't want somebody walking in and feeling like they don't have any support behind them because I don't want anyone to feel like that. But I certainly wasn't unkind or bitchy towards anybody. And I have to be honest with you, it has rattled me a bit,
Hey, Jackie, you're famously married to Silverchair drummer Ben Gillies.
Yeah.
How does he go with your psychic ability? Has he ever gone, hey, Jackie, love, shh, I don't want to know?
Never. My husband's very psychic himself, and a lot of people don't know. Before Silverchair happened, my husband had three consecutive dreams or three consecutive nights that he was playing to hundreds of thousands of people before they made it big. I believe every single human being is psychic, and it's called intuition, and people that don't want to believe that, your intuition is psychic awareness. It's how far you want to open up to it.
Are you getting vibes about us?
People think that, what vibes do you get from us?
Listen. Yes, I am, but I'm not going to give you cold readings over the phone like this. No freebies.
She's going on tour. She's not going to give us a freebie.
It's not about doing freebies, darling. It's about this. If I connect with your energy, I'm going to bring up things you don't want the public to know.
Good point.
No, you will mind. You will mind.
Really? Oh, so there's something. She's feeling. You're feeling something bad. No.
It's not that I'm feeling anything bad. I'm feeling about things you've done in the past that you need to let go of. And if I bring that up, you won't be too happy. So we're going to leave it at that.
Yeah, the dodgy one here says, that's fine, Jackie. Shh.
No, I don't believe anybody's dodgy. I believe things that you do in the past, you know.
Yeah.
I just don't do cold readings for that reason.
Yeah, fair enough.
And if you tell me it's not true, I will know it is true, and I don't want to embarrass somebody like that unless you give me permission. I prefer to do it one-on-one.
Jackie, we thank you so much for your time in the jungle. You were amazing. Uh-huh. I hope you enjoy that drink and enjoy some time off.
Thank you, my darling. And thanks for speaking to me today. I really appreciate it, guys. Bye.
Jackie Gillies, there she is on the air. I'm a Celebrity. Get me out of here tonight. 7:30 on 10. It is back.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105. Men.
I think we're going to discuss men here, are we?
Well, kind of. Because this has been released all to celebrate International Women's Day.
Oh, whoops.
So that is tomorrow. Sorry, I should have let you know maybe a little bit more about the article. But look, that is to celebrate tomorrow. And they thought, well, how do we celebrate? We know what we'll do. We'll release the global stats for who does the most housekeeping.
So is this designed to say good on women or men pull your head in? Because I'm just going to assume that men aren't. It's not. They're not saying men. You're brilliant in this.
You know what? nothing brings women closer together than bitching about men. So here you go.
Yay.
No. It's good news for Australian men, though. It's saying that the Aussie blokes do more housework than most men around the world. Which I think is really good. Only the Danish dudes devote more time to domestic duties than Australians, who on average, and I find this a little bit surprising, who on average spend nearly 3 hours a day on chores.
3 hours a day?
Yeah.
Luxury.
What? Do you spend more than 3 hours a day?
3 hours a day seems a bit excessive for anybody, though. I mean,
yes. What is there to do?
Yeah.
three hours?
3 hours. I mean, if you were both, that's wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, women are doing more a day.
Hear that? That's a pin.
Yes, they're saying that they still don't meet Australian women who are doing more. And apparently a Mexican, Indian and Portuguese are the only women that do more than Australian women to do with house cleaning. And it's also spending time with kids as well. So it's parental duties as well.
Okay.
Yeah, right. That's beefing it up, isn't it?
Yes.
So you look after your daughter, you just sit on your bum and don't do the housekeeping. That might be not you.
No.
But that might be the
people. That's fine.
I will put my hand up
and say you do bugger all.
No, I don't do very much domestic duties. I cook once a week.
Mm-hmm.
My wife cooks every other night.
Yes.
I do a lot of the kid pickup and stuff like that, though. So my wife works from home, so I go and pick up the kids from daycare and everything, do all the bathing, put them to bed and all that part of it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But our roles are set up at home. Everything outside the house is my problem, pretty much. And everything inside she handles and I kind of just help out here and there.
Yeah, right.
She doesn't like it when I do clothes washing. It annoys her because her white things end up grey and stuff. There's always one stray something in there.
Yeah, of course. Where do all the other socks go? Australian women are spending on average a day 5 hours and 11 minutes. Just in comparison. Yeah, that lit your eyes up.
Yeah.
But what I find surprising is personal grooming. Australian men are spending, and there's got to be some people that are beefing up this average, are spending 49 minutes on personal grooming a day.
Maddie.
That's
no,
Maddie.
No, I do not spend that long. I can blow dry and and wax my hair in under 5 minutes.
And then do you do? Like personal showering includes literally that, like showering at morning,
See, I'm a good 20-minute showerer. I sit down in the shower. Once that hot water starts running, I sit down.
You sit down?
In the shower, yeah.
Where do you sit down?
On the floor of the shower.
You sit down on the floor of the shower?
Yeah. When your bum plugs up the hole and the water starts to rise, you've just got to lift your cheek a little.
So you're beefing up the average. You're beefing up the average, yeah?
Wait, this is a completely different thing. You sit down in the shower.
It is a joy. Have you done it?
Yes.
Yeah. And you play with the thing, like, how much can I get the water to rise? You feel it out. And then when you let it go, it's like...
You sit down in the shower too.
Oh, look, I don't anymore, but when I used to have more time like Maddie does. Not before I had kids. Yeah. But now I do it, like, we have joint showers at my house.
Uh-huh.
So we've got, like, a double shower.
Uh-huh.
The best thing we ever got.
They've got a park bench now, so they can all sit down.
Now I have to try and lay down to do the two blood clots.
That's why I don't get it, because one of my stepfathers was amputee, and he had a bar that would go across the bath, and you could sit down in the shower.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. It was the best thing that I...
And why did you stop then?
Because I felt after I didn't live with someone without one leg, it seemed strange to keep it.
Sure. Yeah, no, but you can remove the chair and just sit down on
it. Just say your nan visits a lot. She needs it out. Oh, wow, there you go. Well, 13, 10, 60, we got first calls coming up in just a second. I wonder if we threw it out there, are there any guys who want to put their hand up and go, nah, you know what?
I'm beefing up the average. Yeah. My missus does nothing. I do it all. Yeah.
Maybe you're the guy who does the 5 hours a day that brings up my 30 minutes a day that averages me up and you're making me look better. Maybe.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Can you make a hotline ring? You can ask us anything.
First calls now, though. You're on the air. Tristan, morning.
Morning, guys. How you going?
Good. What do you want to talk about, first calls?
Oh, well, you guys were bringing up before about people sitting in the shower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, 100% do that. And also guilty of bringing up that national average about guys spending more time grooming.
Oh, how long do you spend?
Well, I'm like you guys. I'm at least 20 minutes in the shower, but then once I'm out of the shower, I spend probably 40 minutes on my beard, making that look nice.
Chris, are you the sort of person that has beard oil and you have to brush it in?
Oh, yeah. I've got beard oil. I've got beard ointment, face wash, got to be good.
Beard ointment. I've got the beard balm that makes it nice and soft. But we might need to chat off air.
Yeah, mate. Lush makes some real nice products for that. Famous plug.
Well, Lush, it's all natural as well, isn't it? And not tested on animals.
Yeah, and this is why our grandfathers fought
and do you know what
wars.
I like? Is the bath bomb with glitter. Do you ever use that one?
No, I can't use that one, but the wife loves it.
Yeah.
Do you, can you not use it because you're skin sensitive?
No, I'm just not a fan of baths, really.
Right.
Yeah, if you're sitting in the shower, there's no point having a bath.
Yeah, those bath bombs aren't good for my nether regions.
Alex.
Sensitive skin.
Hello.
Hey, Alex.
Come on.
Hi.
Out. Who does more housework at your house?
My partner definitely does more housework than I do. He, I don't think I can ever get rid of him because he just does everything.
He's a keeper. Give him a shout out.
Yeah, so his name is Dave and he does everything. He does the washing, he does the folding, he washes the dishes, he cleans the toilet, he washes the floor.
What
Alex,
do you do?
What are you doing while he does all that?
Not a lot.
Just having a beer, watching the TV.
Yeah. So he does, it would probably be 80-20. He does 80% and I do 20%.
Isn't this interesting though, Alex, you ring up and you say all this and we're like, oh, that's great. But if a guy rang up and went, nah, I do nothing, make her do it all, we'd
we
all
would
be
say,
like, tisk, tisk, tisk.
Maddie Acton, why are you calling the show when you're on it?
No, but we would. People would be getting stuck into you.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it matters. I don't think.
See,
I mean,
we don't care.
Yeah. Melanie in the Gold Coast.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Melanie. Hey. What do you want to talk about? First calls, first showers.
Get the showers, pretty much. I am huge for sitting in the shower with Maddie. And Stab, a little bit of you in there. You like the sneaky beer?
Yes.
I have a sneaky little Freddo frog. So, unwrap that, bite its head off, and because of the heat in the shower and your body temperature just melts in your mouth, so you just sit there and enjoy the chocky in the bottom of the shower.
See, that's obviously Freddo. Just your time then. Is that the only time you can get along?
Oh, no. just a little downtime, just a little bit of time to chill out. And then chocolates are, you know, gives you an aphrodisiac as well. So your endorphins are risen and you just feel nice and relaxed.
The thing, I guess because I have had, as I mentioned before, the bar across the bath to sit down, I would feel weird sitting on the actual floor of the shower, especially since I know what all guys do in the shower.
And plus, you always like your bath bomb, so it's easier for you to have it in the bath.
Well, and then plus, if you plug up the shower, and if you don't have a bath, which I don't have, it's kind of like a bath as well.
It's like a mini bath.
Everyone has to bring their togs tomorrow. We're going to do our after-show meeting in the shower.
That floor is disgusting, though.
Or we could do a talk break from the shower on the air.
We can do that. We just have to make sure, because a lot of people use it from Triple M.
All right.
And bring your Freddo.
Yes.
All right, tomorrow. We'll broadcast from the shower tomorrow. Just all together. It would be a bonding experience. All right?
You said bonding, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Do I know you?
Daniel Harrow. I work with the coroner's office.
Ewan Griffith is Harrow on ABC and iView.
Yeah, and it kicks off Friday the 9th of March, 8:30. He's in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
We are so excited to have you here. And when we posted on social media saying that you're coming in to the studio tomorrow, someone sent me a conversation of them going, I saw Ewan Griffith the other day. And a person went, as if he's going to be in Brisbane. And someone's like, no, he really is.
I'm like, literally here.
Literally here.
I'm not a mirage.
No. But I think everyone's excited to have someone of your calibre here in Brisbane and not maybe filming in Sydney or Melbourne. But you've enjoyed the process.
It's amazing. I mean, that's what's going to be great about our show, I think, is the fact that it's sort of a love story to Brisbane. And Queensland, because the character lives here. He lives on a boat at Kangaroo Point, and the CBD's in the background, especially at night. It looks absolutely stunning. And every case takes us all over the city. So I think for locals, it's going to be fantastic to see your own place up on the screen.
Haven't seen the show yet, but do you have an Australian accent in it, or are you still
I'm
Welsh?
Playing myself right, in it, yes. Yeah. I mean, everyone else, I'm surrounded by, you know, the creme de la creme of Australian and New Zealand actors.
Do you do an Australian accent? You got one in you?
I do have one in there somewhere.
Somewhere.
But the phrases that I've learned, I cannot repeat on the radio this early in the morning.
True Australian, yeah.
Do we swear more than anyone else in the world?
Yes, but you do it with such panache. I don't know, there's something, it doesn't feel like swearing here.
It's punctuation.
Yes, yeah.
Do you swear at home? Because swearing with your voice wouldn't really be rude. I go, oh, thank you.
No, I mean, I'm rather embarrassed to say my daughters have picked up some nasty habits of mine.
Right, okay. When that happens.
I have fallen in love. Someone introduced me to your wife's Instagram, and I have fallen in love with your wife, Alice, because she's hilarious. And I feel like she does what I do to my husband, where she films you and you go, don't post that. And she goes, I'm not going to post it. And then she posts it.
She absolutely does. I'm sort of constantly walking on eggshells and paranoid. You know, I have to put makeup on in the morning just in case.
Get ready.
Yes, get ready for Alice's Instagram. But she is amazing. I mean, you're not the first person in Australia to say this. Yeah. I've met about 10 people here. The first thing they've said is, I'm in love with your wife. She's amazing on
Instagram. She's a very strong, funny woman.
She's brilliant. I mean, look, she's the true star of our relationship. And she's amazing with words. I mean, all those little hashtags that she has, she's telling a whole story through those hashtags.
She listening this morning? You sound like...
she is amazing.
Well, having said that, one of the hashtags that she did do recently was hashtag Harvey Weinstein is lying. So, and she says that anyone that doesn't know about Harvey Weinstein is fooling themselves.
There was an incident, wasn't there?
Yes, she wrote about her meeting with him at in a social environment, and she wanted to talk about it because a lot of the women weren't being believed at the time. Mm. So she wanted to corroborate their story. Mm. So I'm very proud of her for doing that and for being brave enough to put it out there.
Did she put a black mark against her name then for working in a lot of instances? Because I know that she turned him down in a quite...
Look, we will never know.
Right, yeah.
Okay. I mean, the article was, you know, she says she'll never know if that, you know, if that happened. Mm. But we know that other actors have had that happen to them. Yeah.
Now, you were also on Titanic in that movie.
Yes.
And you, I'm reading here that you and Leonardo DiCaprio used to bash out a bit of PlayStation together.
We did. It was probably the Super. It was the Nintendo 64.
Oh,
I think at the time.
Oh, wow.
So Mario Kart. Yes. Super Mario Kart 64. Yeah.
Any GoldenEye?
GoldenEye. Yes, I played GoldenEye.
Yes.
That's a solo game. Yeah.
Great.
No, but
game.
We did. It was amazing. When you think about it, that's 1997. We shot that movie.
Yeah.
So he was. I mean, Romeo and Juliet had just come out, so he was. Just had gone stratospheric.
Mm.
Who was better?
Well, he was playing it all the time, you know. Yeah. So, and it was his console.
Oh, right. Oh,
yeah.
It wasn't that I was letting him win because he was the lead actor.
And you always say that. Now, you've been practicing. I know that you've been doing more here and you're cheating. The other question I wanted to ask you this morning, this has been a big topic of our show.
Oh, no.
Do you sit down in the shower? If you've got an extra couple of minutes, will you just sit down on the floor and enjoy your time there?
No, not personally, but I have sat down in the shower. We have a shower that, you know, is about, the tiles go up this high. So if you did sit down over the plug, you can make a mini little pool. So I've done it with my kids when they were babies and they loved it. So I've done that. Mm. I don't do it. Personally, no.
He grew up, trying to say.
These two both sit down
in the
shower. Well,
I think I started with having kids as well. No, actually, I'm lying. I did it way before.
Yeah.
Did you really? Yeah. I've never had the urge to do that. No.
No.
You should try it. It's a good time.
You're more of a bath person.
Maybe on all fours hungover, I've had the cold shower on the back of my neck.
That one I have done.
Yes.
Can I ask?
Yes.
I know you don't want to say this to your wife, Alice, because I know you FaceTime and you'd be like, ooh, it's all work. But have you had any nights out in Brisbane? That have been quite extraordinary.
Oh, yes. Mm. Yes. I mean, I've spoken about it openly
already.
Yeah,
you went to the Ashes.
Yeah, I went to the Ashes. The day started about 9 o'clock. I started very sensibly with a flat white and a sparkling water. My host was holding a beer.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, look, I'm easing myself in today. And he said, oh, I'm easing myself in too. This is merely a light beer. And that was how the day began. And then I just ended up at the Royal Queen's.
The hospital,
dehydration.
Did the nurses pick you up for selfies when you roll in and you're dehydrated?
Bless them. I really thought, I didn't know what was happening. I thought I was having a heart attack. And you read about that, you know, men in their 40s, you know. So Alice was on the phone, on the FaceTime at the time. Mm. And three female paramedics came in. And I was uncontrollably crying. I don't know what was wrong with me. I think
you thought
I was
you were going to die, man.
Well, yeah, exactly. Or exhausted, or I felt really vulnerable. And they were like, oh, another Pom's gone out drinking in the sun again.
He's upset with the result of the match. Yes.
Get off your phone, pussy. Yeah. We need your bed.
Oh, you called us out for this. Oh, dear, dear. Yeah.
Well, Johan Griffith, you can watch Harrow. It kicks off Friday tonight, the 9th of March, 8:30 on ABC and iView. Lovely to meet you. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105. Morning. We're playing games. You got me
again. I don't like computer games. I'm going to put it out there. I've never been good at computer games. My first boyfriend, shout out to Chris Hall, who'll be listening, he was obsessed with computer games to the point where I just sit there and just watch him play waiting to go out.
It's a teenage boy thing.
It is, but he hasn't grown up. He's still doing it. For a job now. But I just not, like, I can't get my head around the joy of computer games, and now my son is into it. Like, he loves computer games. He's very good at computer games. And now it is driving me mental because now he's into watching people play computer games.
Right.
Do you know when they play and you get to
on
watch
YouTube.
Them? Yeah, and they'll commentate them.
Twitch,
yeah, which sold for, I think someone bought that for like 900 million.
Now, I must admit, I'm a gamer and I play on a regular basis, but I don't get the joy of watching other people play. I don't get why this is a thing now.
They're saying it's a young person thing. Yeah, they're saying it's a young person thing. And all of us are going, why? Why don't you just play yourself?
Yeah.
And I guess a lot of people used to try and work out the coding and sort of beat the games, but now they just watch people playing it and then they go on it and they like, oh, I did that in 30 seconds.
Does Ethan watch people playing?
Yeah, he's done it for years. He used to watch people do Minecraft and all that, and then he'd go and copy that.
And do it.
But I think what the difference is now is back in our day, Stav, when we had like 64 and stuff like that, remember you'd have to go to the news agency, you'd buy a magazine.
And it had demo discs.
And then you'd
go
into the back end of the game and have to do like certain codes to get invincible and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Now, they just go on YouTube. They watch someone complete a level and then they just go and copy what they did and that's how they finish.
Yeah, I've done it.
Well, I was saying to my husband, to my son, I always say, like, get off the computer games, you've got to go and play sports. And he's always like, this is a sport. And I'm like, it's not a sport. You're playing computer games. It's not. Get out and play sport.
His thumbs must be ripped.
How's this? I don't want to tell him. But they're trying to get it submitted to the Olympics. The Olympics in Paris in 2024.
And they will too.
You reckon?
Have you seen... It's amazing.
The competitive gaming.
People are making a fortune out of it. There's huge stadiums filled with spectators watching these people play the games. It's massive.
Koreans, right?
Or everyone. But it's big in Korea. It's big in Japan. But,
They've been, talked up as a potential medal. But there's plenty of barriers, including the International Olympic Committee president has said, no. Esports are contrary to, don't go with the Olympic rules and values of the sport. He said that. Uh-huh. And then since then, they've been submitted... The numbers and the amount of money it draws in, and now they are considering it again.
Well, imagine you could play.
But like, where does it stop? Do I now enter? Like, I used to be good at sport. Now, do I go in like virtual reality, and I might be better at virtual reality than someone and compete?
Well, you could go to the Olympic Games and play the PlayStation game of the Olympic Games at the Olympic Games.
I say no.
And buy it now.
You used to love California Games.
It's pretty good, wouldn't it? Yeah, you do the. Hacky sack. And it gets a bird.
The real issue is going to be, they couldn't have it here in Australia if we ever get another Olympics because the NBN is so crap.
Oh, yeah,
our internet
true.
Is so slow.
That's true.
It would
that's
be...
True.
So you'd like to, like, there'll be someone going, I'm from Australia, but I'd like to thank my parents who took me overseas.
Yes.
So many trips so I could finally practice.
You'd have to go training in. I have to go to the States on a training camp because their internet actually works. Mine keeps dropping out, so I actually am no good here.
Why are you defecting?
Because our internet is so sucks. Yes.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Australia's biggest social experiment is back.
Married at First Sight.
Married at First Sight.
Oh, there's drama. It's the highest rating at the moment, Married at First Sight. And last night was the boys' night out. Now, I hope tonight they're going to show the footage of the boys' night at the, like, commitment ceremony.
As if they're not going to tell the women about what happened.
Oh, I know. Talking behind their back. But they were talking very... I guess it was just really feral, actually, the discussion that they're saying who would want to be with whose other's wife. Dean led the conversation. This was it.
What about Tracy, guys? She's hot. Is someone... They just say they want to bang Tracy. Please.
You know, it's the true colours of what the guys are thinking, and it's disappointing to see.
Yeah, it does sound horrible in that situation. I want to know if it is a reality or whether it is just because they don't love their partners, they're just on a reality show.
Paige and Bean Lee, what do you think?
I think that, like, this is a lot of the conversation that real blokes have all the time on the piss.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to be very derogative towards women. They think they're God's gift and can pick and choose whoever they like. But yeah, no, it is. It's very derogative. And it's a reality TV show. You can put alcohol in the mix and you'll get that. Yeah,
I think
it's not acceptable, but that's just real life bloke talk.
I think not every guy does. I know I can tell you I don't with my friends. I would never speak about my wife like that. But I do think friends do have conversations.
But wouldn't it be a little bit more toned down?
But that's the thing. It's the wording he's used and the way he's said it. You just don't speak about someone you care about in that way.
Well, yeah.
No.
Would it be like, I think you've got, like, your missus is gorgeous?
Yeah.
Like, well, okay, you wouldn't probably use the word gorgeous. She's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even think blokes make comments about other misses like that, but they'll see a bunch of chicks walking on the side of the street. Oh, yeah, I'll have her. Oh, she won't know what she's going to get.
Mm.
You're like, mate, you for real?
Yeah.
Disappointment, that's what you'll get.
I know that my husband said that there used to be a lot more of it on work sites, and then they've got such strict regulations that they were never able to do it, and then they used to change to, like, code words, and he says now they don't even bother.
Which is good.
Yeah, well, let's be fair, though. I mean, I don't think every time women get together and have a hen's night out or a girl's night out, they're talking about men in glowing terms and being very respectful about their bodies and whatnot.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Are you feeling okay?
No, he's got a point there. Both
sexes
do it.
I don't think I ever have a conversation. I never have a conversation. Hey, I want to get with my husband. Like, no.
No, but there are conversations. Girls get together and talk about men.
I guess I'm more bitch about what you don't do rather than in a derogatory way.
Well, that's just as offensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if he didn't do the dishes, it's kind of a fact.
Trey, from Ipswich, you're on the air, man. What do you got to say about it?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
Well, I mean, I feel like that show, like, exaggerated that whole thing a fair bit, to be honest. Mm. Like, I mean, like, I'm only 21 and I've been in a relationship for 3 years and I hang out with my mates pretty much every weekend. And, like, we go out and stuff like that and, like, we'll have a chat and be like, oh, yeah, she's fit or something like that. We won't ever talk about our missus, you know what I mean? Like, but it's, like, I know friends that are, like, in new relationships or, like, are single still. And it's just, like, you know, oh, yeah, she's fit or, like, oh, I had a bad day at work or something like that. I feel like that situation exaggerated it. I don't think that's a reality of anything. Like, I go out all the time with them and we just talk, you know, just talk about regular stuff. And, like, I suppose it's because it's a reality TV show. And it's, like, it's not like we're being derogatory or anything if we are like that. Like, say, for example, like, one of my mates, he's just in a new relationship. He's like, oh, yeah, my missus is great. Just talks about her all the time. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's just like, yeah, she's really fit. I'm really attracted to her. And it's like, yeah, no, she's good looking. It's, like, not like we're going, oh, yeah, we, you know, like, I'd trade up or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Tess, you're on. What have you got to say?
Hi. I've actually been a part of this type of situation before. And it is, like, honestly the worst feeling I'd ever felt. I was wasn't a part of a group chat. It was actually a guy I had a thing with. And he was mentioning to, like, 12 guys how he sort of had a thing with me and, like, what did his friends reckon. And they just absolutely dragged me through the mud. It was the most horrible feeling I've ever felt.
You were there while they were talking about you like that?
No. Like, he sent me the screenshots afterwards.
Oh, what?
That's weird.
Yeah, that's that's disgusting.
He wanted to know that he wasn't talking shit, that it was his friend, but it was just the absolute worst feeling like I'd ever felt in my entire life, that these people that I would call my friends would talk to me like that.
Yeah.
It's very bizarre, though, that it was your friends.
It was a guy that I had a thing with who was in a group chat of, like, 12 guys. We were all friends.
And they bring up her.
Oh, now I get it. Yeah.
And he mentioned that he liked me and he had things with me. He was like, what do you guys reckon a test? And then he just they just were horrible. And, like, you know, this was back sort of in high school, but I'll never forget that moment. And it was just the worst thing. And I felt so embarrassed going to school the next day and being surrounded by these people who, like, I thought we were sort of all decent with each other and just the things that they said. And, like, girls, like, I don't know about other girls. I'm sure some of them do that. But any time it comes to me talking to my girlfriends about, like, I'm in a committed relationship now and I'm really happy and everything, it's just things like, oh, he did this the other day. Like, you know, what do you reckon? How do you think maybe I could talk to him about it?
Yeah, or,
like,
it's respectful it chat. Bit, yeah.
Yeah. It's not like, oh, what do you think about his muscles? Or, oh, what do you think? Like, none of that. No, it's more like
you go, but it's safe
they're
to say
looking
there
at
are,
each
there
other.
Are
you
women.
Guys don't...
Well, 13, 10, 60, if you're yeah. a woman who would like to admit that you do it.
But maybe there are. I'm just saying, same as yeah. Tess. My friends and I wouldn't do it. We don't have an interest in doing it. If you're going to a hen's night, I think that's different. And I think it's the same as if you're going to a strip joint stuff. Like, that's a different scenario.
Mm.
But
I think, you know, I'd say someone's good looking, but I'm not going to go and point out, like, the horrible flaws about them. I'll have a big laugh about them. And like, that's, I don't know. So I'm sure there's women that do that, but definitely not me, because I've felt that and it's a horrible feeling. Mm.
Yeah, of course. Well, Tess, thank you for calling through this morning. I appreciate you coming on.
That's okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Sam.
All right, Stav, Abby and Matt, we will get some sort of poll up on Facebook. We're doing the polls galore this morning on social media. If you want
to
get on there and comment.
I think we're up to three polls. Do you want
it? We usually do none. So that's why we're on a three-peat.
Our quota for the year.
We should maybe do one to see if we should do more.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Well, we're talking about Married at First Sight. There was a boys' night last night and they were talking about women in a way that we're like, oh, does that actually happen? They were like, who wants to be with my wife? Who would get with my wife?
Mm. I'll play the audio one more time so you can hear the sound.
Because I downgrade it a bit, don't I?
Yeah. He's been quite aggressive.
What about Tracy, guys? She's hot.
Did someone just say they want to bang Tracy?
Jesus.
You know, it's the true colours of what the guys are thinking, and it's disappointing to see.
Is it just a reality show, or do people actually chat about their partners in Friends like this? We want to know. 13, 10, 60.
Now, we had a lot of people ringing up saying, yeah, guys do it, guys do it. Lainey is joining the conversation now from Wishart. Morning.
Morning.
What did you want to say?
So, pretty much, I reckon that it's pretty normal, you know, on both sexes for people to do it, because I might be guilty, and so a lot of my girlfriends, just talking about when we first meet a guy, maybe the size of his, you know, his appendage. So,
Lainey, do you do it in a way of putting them down? Because I'm sorry, that grab sounded like you're just degrading your wife 100%. Do you do it in that way or not?
No, it's not that. I think it's just more like, I don't know, you just sort of, either you boast about it, or sometimes you don't boast about it when, you know, especially at the beginning of a relationship when you're talking to someone else about it, which is like your girlfriends and whatnot.
Yeah. I don't think it's a gender thing. I know we're trying to go, do boys talk more, do girls talk more? I think it's just a personality thing. Some people are oversharers. Some people prefer to keep it private. It's really just a personality and your friendship group as well, because there's going to be certain friends, Lainey, which I don't think you're going to share that to, certain girlfriends, because they're not really into that talk, where other girls are like, we're in Sex and the City now.
Yes. Yep. That's how I'd compare it to Sex and the City. And I think, you know, if you're going to be nice, well, you're not always nice about it, but if you just, you know, you're just being truthful with your girlfriends, always just your friends, like even on TV, which they are.
Mm. And I think if you see someone as potential, that you're kind of like, I could marry this person, you're not going to be putting them down to your friends, because you want your friends to like them.
Yeah, I think, yes, but later on in the conversation, I guess just forget about it.
Yeah.
You know, if you end up having a relationship with that person, you're like, well, so I'm not going to bring that up again.
Yeah, that never happens.
You know, they're better at something else.
Yeah. The amount of times that, you know, it's the same as when your friends have a fight with their partner and they're like, we're breaking up. And you're like, yeah, they were never good for you. And then they come back on Wednesday. We're back together. They're perfect for you. Great.
Yeah,
love
definitely.
Them. Well, thank you for your honesty, Lainey. We appreciate you calling up this morning.
Awesome. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Tomorrow we're going to play Alpha Bucks. It'll be the 8th of March. If you want $10,000 at 8 a.m, all you got to do is play along. Here's the letter to help you out.
Shit.
We've lost our page. I think it was G.
G.
G. G for Gogomobile.
G.
O. G. G. O. No, not the dark. They always think it's the dark.
For our overseas listeners, that was a commercial that was played here in Australia.
Google it. All right, here we go. Back to the podcast.
Staff, Abby and Matt's $10,000 Alpha Bucks. Alpha
Bucks. Well, just off the air then, Abby said, it's going off today. She's got the feeling. She's got the feeling.
I just said I'm going to work on my fast lips. I'm going to read it out really quickly, and I think that makes it easier. There we go.
Well, 10 grand, here we go.
Sean from the Gold Coast, you have made it through on 13:10:60. Morning.
Hello.
Now, we think it's going to go this morning. Everyone's got a good feeling in the studio. All you've got to do is answer 10 questions with the letter that Abby is going to give you. $50 per question you get right, and you get $10,000 if you get them all, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right.
Sean, yeah, your letter this morning is for S for Sean. S for Sunday.
Excellent. Okay. I'm so nervous.
You'll be fine. Deep breath.
S for Sunday. Here we go. Name something Japanese.
Sushi.
Name a Bieber song.
Oh, man, pass.
Name a car brand.
Suzuki.
Name something in your pantry.
Sauce.
Name a radio personality.
Stav.
Name a dessert.
Sunday.
Name an overseas country.
Pass.
Name a female sports person.
Sean, $250.
Excellent.
Thank you for saying me for radio personality. That's always a bit of a dicey one.
I can hear your heart almost breaking.
I'll go through some of the ones that you missed. A Bieber song, you could have had Sorry. And an overseas country, is there any other kind? You could have had Spain or South Africa.
Yeah, nah, my mind went blank, but I can't believe I got three.
Well, there you go. Some sweet cash, another 10 grand tomorrow at 8. And don't forget the Alpha Bucks app. You can play that every single day in the palm of your hand. Get it on your phone right now.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Gold medal scam.
Fell victim to a scam.
Yeah, there's one happening right here in Brisbane. And it's really started to just get a bit of traction on Facebook at the moment.
Well, people are trying to find them. I think it's still a police investigation at the moment. But it happened, the latest one, at Bird's Nest Restaurant. And Marie from there joins us. Morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good.
We saw this on Facebook and I was a little bit like, what?
I know. Unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah. So tell us what happened.
So last Monday, just before we were about to shut the lunch service, we had this group of ladies come in, three ladies and about four or five children. I can't remember. They ordered lunch, you know, everything was going smoothly. I thought something was a little bit strange because they kept sort of running inside and in and out the restaurant. Ladies were smoking out the front. Children were unattended in the restaurant, just running amok, chucking salt and pepper all over the place. And, you know, I thought, oh, something's a bit strange here. And all of a sudden, one of the ladies started screaming and the other lady was saying, oh, what's wrong? What's wrong? And she said, I found glass in my food. Mm. And then she spat out all the food into her, the other lady's napkin, and the other lady's searching through the napkin, and she said, we've got to be able to find something in here. What is it? What is it? I said, oh, give me a look. Give me a look. I don't know what it is, you know? And is it a bone? Is it something? And she wouldn't give me the food in the napkin, I think, because that's when she was about to place this shard of glass in the food there. Mm. And she pulls out this shard of glass and said, look, there's glass in your food. And I said, really? I said, show me a look. Give me a look. And they gave me the piece of glass. And I thought, I was looking at it and I thought, this is not a glass from our restaurant. We use a separate glass washer. There's been no incidents of glass broken in the last couple of days in our restaurant. And they just carried on and on and on. And me and my staff member were just absolutely terrified of these ladies. Mm. And just in order to get rid of them, I just said, ladies, I'm more than happy to comp the bill. I'm really sorry for the, you know, the incident that happened today. I just wanted them to leave the restaurant. But that's what
people do when there's a big mistake like that. If it did happen, you would give them the food for free and apologise profusely.
Exactly right. And I was saying, look, ladies, I just want to get to the bottom of it. But they just didn't care. That's not what they wanted. They were just after getting their bill comped from the restaurant and walking out with a free meal. Right.
And then since posting that, there's been other restaurants that have come on board and said, yeah, that happened to us as well.
Absolutely. Actually, what actually happened was I didn't say anything for a week because I just thought, oh, my gosh, like, you know, something happened. And then actually I saw another post that someone had posted in a private group on Facebook, exactly the same scam. And I thought, right, we've got to all band together and stop these ladies.
Mm.
Right. Is this something you've had to be wary of in the past? Have you had people come in and lie to you before about this?
No, not really. Like, I mean, people of Brisbane are, you know, really wonderful. All our customers are absolutely fantastic. And, you know, in the 20 years in the hospitality industry, this is the first time that I've ever had something to happen like this to me.
I just I remember going there for the opening, actually. Now I've looked at your Instagram and now I'm hungry. This is driving me insane. So you've reported it to the police. And
yes, that's right. I called them yesterday, and then they actually gave me a call last night after, you know, power of social media, after all the people, you know, reposted it. They've really taken it seriously, and they're trying to capture them, actually.
Yeah, right.
Now, it's absolutely amazing.
The post also said that all the women were Irish. Is that right?
Yeah, they were Irish. Look, you know, I'm pretty bad with accents, but now I knew there was somewhere English, Irish, or somewhere up there, but I wasn't really sure. But they had a very heavy accent.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So police link if you know any information as well. 13 1 4 4 4. I read that out the worst possible.
131 444. 131 444.
But you'll get a number.
Yeah. It's still a number.
It's police link. Yeah. Check it out.
Yeah. We'll share. There are in the thread that we read of from what you posted as well. People have put up pictures.
It looks like someone's posted a photo. Maybe it looks like their neighbours or they live near them.
Well, I think they've done the same thing in another restaurant, and the person who owns the restaurant took a photo of them as they were leaving.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's what happened, and that's definitely them getting into their car. And,
right. You know,
it's not just small businesses that they're targeting. My good friend Michael, he owns George's Paragon seafood restaurant up there on Eagle Street here, and he gave me a call last night. Yeah, absolutely fantastic place. And he gave me a call last night. They scammed him for $800.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so, you know.
With glass?
It's a lot of money. With glass. And he said he's been panicking for weeks trying to find out where this glass came from.
Right.
Because that's what we all do. You know, we pride ourselves on serving fresh, fantastic food, and we want to make sure that we're safe and, you know, for all our customers. And then we try to get to the bottom of it, and then to find out it's all just a scam, it's just absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah, especially when you just go, customers, right, we have to go by that. Yeah,
exactly right. And I was so apologetic to them. I was so nice, and they were just absolutely so horribly rude to me.
Well, Marie, the Bird's Nest restaurant, we'll come down there and have a feed. You sound lovely. And if anyone's got any information about this scam or if it's happened to your business, 13 14 44 is the police link number. Thanks for calling through this morning.
Thank you so much, guys, and have a great day.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Love and marriage, love and marriage.
13 10 60. Weigh in any time on this one, if you think this is weird or not. I say weird. Weird, weird, weird.
What's going on, guys?
Manny and I are going away together.
No, we're not. No, we're not. Remember the three of us, we hosted Melbourne Cup at Gambaro's.
Do it every year.
Yes, we do it every year. Yes. And they're so kind that every year after we do it, they'll give us a voucher to stay there.
Yes. Lovely.
And to go for dinner.
So I still have my voucher.
So do I.
Have you used yours yet?
Yeah.
You've used yours. Mm. Lucky you, because it's about
disappointing.
It's about to expire. And in 2 weeks' time, my wife and I are going to have our first night away from our children, just the two of us. We've booked in my mum. She's going to babysit. Just me and my wife at the hotel. We're going to have dinner at 7 o'clock, which we haven't had dinner that late in a very long time. We're going to have some drinks. And we're going to do romantic stuff.
So what time are we all having dinner?
I go, Coleman, I've booked in.
And I go, when? Because I think we're going the same night. And
he goes,
what? And I said, well, we can go the same night. I'll book in with you. And we can all have dinner. And he goes, we can't on a dirty weekend. What you do in hotels. I was like, well, that's fine. But I love Esther.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get to see Esther much. I mean, I like spending time with you. No, I like spending time with you.
Yeah.
But I just thought it'd be nice. Like, we're all friends. We could have dinner together. We don't have to have dinner. You can go for dinner over the other side of the restaurant if you want.
Why go at the same night?
The thing that Maddie's forgetting is...
Sorry. Out loud. Yep.
I don't have family and friends here.
Yeah.
So the reason I'd have to go on the same night, Stav, is because I need to wait for my mum to come up from Adelaide.
And she's here for just that weekend?
No, she's here for a few weekends.
So.
But the other weekend, I've got a wedding on. I don't understand why it's so bad that we would be staying there the same night. Because you're imagining Scott and I doing stuff? Is that why? It would put you off your performance?
Definitely not. 100% not. I don't want you hanging around. Would you want? You wouldn't want her there. Imagine that. You and Kat, like Esther and I would be, we're at one end of the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
You look to your right, and then there they are just sitting there.
I love that. We could join up the tables
that,
and it'd be
and
fun.
We could have a chat.
Get a room with get an adjoining room and we could,
no, you know. No, because I'd wake up and you and Scotty, I'd be like, come
weird.
On, boys.
It's weird. I can't. This is.
But you know that when we go to a party, let's be honest, us three at a party, what happens?
We end up chatting together
and saying we love each other and we talk to no one else.
Of course.
I know we don't want to pretend that we all get along well, but we do. And what's wrong with that? There's nothing to be ashamed of.
It's my weekend with my wife. I don't want you there.
Okay, that's fine. But the thing is, the more you keep saying that, the more now I want to.
Should I?
Do you want to come?
Would it be bad to mention that I've booked for that weekend?
Yeah,
as well?
You haven't.
No, you haven't.
Yeah. And I asked John, because we go way back, we're all on the same floor.
Oh, I
and,
like that.
And what we're going to do is we're all going to put a call down to reception when we're finished.
No, yeah, don't.
And they're going to time us.
Don't, no.
And the winner gets a free meal.
This will
and then we're
going to
breakfast the next day and we can regroup and have a chat.
Yeah, it'll be great.
No, this is my weekend. Me and my wife.
Mm-hmm. It's, well, you know what? You're going to have to go somewhere else.
Do you
No, this is where the vouchers for Gambaro's. You know what made this even more perfect? It wasn't going to cost me a cent. I'm not spending a dollar for this weekend, and I'm looking like a champion, and you're ruining it, and I'd really appreciate it if you please, just this once.
Yeah.
Maddie.
Just this once.
Just this once.
Please do as I ask,
Maddie,
and don't come.
I wasn't going to go the same weekend. I thought, nah, I'm not going to waste that. But because you keep stamping your foot down, like, don't go with me.
I think
it's
I'm going to come too.
I know you want to,
I want to now. Yeah.
We understand, Maddie. It's just you're so cute when you're grumpy.
Glass up against the wall. Did she just say stab?
It's not funny.
No, it's not.
It's not even funny.
It's a little bit.
It's a little bit funny. Don't ruin this for me.
It's a little bit funny.
In fact,
should I call Matt or would he be
busy? I want to say, if anyone wants to book, we would love to.
No. No.
We would love to see you there.
Everyone, come along.
Yes.
Yeah. Come along.
Yeah.
I think I've got some support. People calling through. No.
No.
All right.
Yeah, well, everyone will support you, Maddie.
I'm going to cancel it. You text my wife and say it's been cancelled.
Why? No, well, Esther can come.
No, I text Esther saying, hey, Esther, hun, I'm not going to go the same weekend as you, but God, it's really fun stirring your husband
up.
Love you.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Again.
Scam. Gold medal scam. Fell victim to a scam.
Scam, scam, scam. And even hearing about it in the news with the Ed Sheeran tickets saying that a lot of people are being scammed, it's happened a lot in Sydney and they're saying be careful here because the gigs are sold out.
Scalpers on the ground or online?
Online, I think they're saying. People are buying tickets and thinking it's real. But this has really surprised me because you know how you would say people have been scammed and you say they've lost their life saving and generally the baby boomers that might have been lonely and they've sent money overseas. But now it's been revealed that younger people are getting scammed more than older people now.
Yeah, the Nigerian prince I talked to was telling me about this.
Bare pillow talk.
They're saying those in their 20s are the ones that are getting scammed the more because they're online the most.
Uh-huh.
And the scams are more elaborate and we think we know better. In our 20s, we think we know better.
She's scamming you right now, Brisbane.
This is one guy to give you a scenario. He said he needed money, so he signed up to a mystery shop local business and you have to review the customer service. So he was doing jobs for them and they were giving them money. So he'd go into local shops, review them, and then this place would give them money for his reviews. So it seemed legit because he was getting paid by them.
Yeah.
And then they said, hey, we've got a bigger assignment. We want you to evaluate a money transfer business. So we want you to go in and cash this check and then you send that money back to us, right? So he went in, cashed the check, went all right, and then he wired the money back to him. And then the bank called them up shortly after saying, oh, no, that check that we got cashed was actually fraud, so you've got to pay all the money back now.
Oh, so but someone had tricked him into thinking he was an employee.
He was an employee who was going in and doing it, and they're like, hey, you're reviewing all these companies, now we want you to review.
My God.
So it's just more elaborate. So
I feel like I'm in trouble because I don't even understand that scam, so I could be easily done.
Well, they were saying we want you to see how hard it is to get a check cleared.
Mm.
So he would go into the bank, he'd clear the check, he'd get the money in his account, and they'd go, thank you for doing that, wire the money back to us.
But he thought he was employed by a legitimate company. They just invented this company and tricked this guy into doing illegal stuff for them and then they disappear.
So the bank gave a call and said, hey, you know that check that you cleared for $3,000? It was actually fraud. We need you to pay it back because you've just sent it to someone.
Right.
So who's $3,000 down?
When my Nigerian prince hears about this,
his business is getting biz. There is one that goes around. I'm paranoid about this because for some reason, something's happened with my wife's phone number where she gets a lot of scammers calling it. She must be on in the scammer's phone
and
book
plus,
or something.
Because I'm not saying Esther, I'm not trying to put a bad name. We sign up to more.
Of course you do. Online shopping.
Online shopping. And they ask for your phone number these days.
What happens, there's one that was going around where someone would call you, pretend to be from a call center, and ask you questions and try and get you to say yes. Because then apparently they could record that and then go onto your phone banking. And you know how sometimes your voice is actually like your code to get in?
Yeah.
And it asks you a question, you say yes, it recognises your voice, and bang, they could get into your bank account.
Yeah, they would start the call off by saying, are you there? And you would say yes, and then they would hang up and they would have that on file.
So now, anytime someone calls me, I'm paranoid, I refuse to say the word yes. Because I saw this on A Current Affair and they're legit.
It's fun to try to get them to do it.
Do you know, I change my credit card every couple of years.
Avoid paying for stuff that you owe money on?
Her credit card, her hair colour, her address.
She's over here. Careful. Because we increased the limit because we were doing a lot of building stuff. So we put $15,000 on it, which is a lot of money. And then I woke up and I tried to put some money on it. And they're like, no, it's maxed out. And someone put $15,000 worth of accommodation in New York on there.
I remember that.
Did a SWAT team go in and like puff a vest?
Well, I said to him, can I do my own? Like, they're like, and now you know that we can't clear that. We've got a limited time. I think it was like 60 days. And I said, no, we can't live without it. And they were like, oh, you should live without a credit card. And I was like, spare me the lecture. I get it, but we can't. I was like, I need that to be able to use it. And they're like, well, I said, can I do my own investigations? It's pretty easy. Call the hotel and check. That's why I have to change it because maybe I've given it out too many times.
The solution?
To my Nigerian prince.
He's my Nigerian prince. You keep your hands off him.
He will love whoever pays him the most amount of money. Draw all your cash out.
Yep.
Put it in a bag.
Don't.
Dig a hole in your backyard.
Don't, people.
Bury it.
Don't.
Draw a little map. Burn the sides.
Nope.
Rub a tea bag over it so it looks like a pirate one.
Give that map to me. I'll keep your money safe. Stav,
Abby and Matt. On Hit 105.
But to finish the show, clear the air. Not as much as we just did off air, but... Hey, narrow streets around Brisbane. I don't think they were designed to have parked cars on them and then trying to have two cars go down them. Side streets. So it's like you have to play chicken with the person in front of you of who's going to pull over and let the other person through. And then you both pull over. And then you both pull out. And then one of you has to reverse. They need to make wider streets. Thanks. But no thanks.
People who use this studio every Monday. I'm a sniffly person, I should say. I get allergies. I overproduce my snot glands.
Oh, it's allergies. It's fine. Everyone got it.
Snotty. I come in looking for tissues, and the fresh box I put in there on Friday is not there. And I think to myself, what have the weekend announcers been doing? I know there's five songs in between their talk breaks.
I don't get it.
I don't know. There's nothing to get. What are they doing with the Kleenex?
Yeah.
Why does it always disappear? So to people who use the last tissue and never replace, thanks, but no thanks. Same goes for toilet paper.
Yeah.
I need to go to the bathroom. Thanks, but no thanks. Stav, Abby
and Matt. On Hit 105. Thank you so much for making it all the way to the end. We can't tell you how much we appreciate it. I have a review. We have a review on our podcast. Remember, if you do write a review, we will read it out on air.
And we'll give you a prize.
Yeah. Yep. The prize is you hearing your name on the radio.
What about a $100 voucher to DFO?
Well, I don't know that we've got them.
We did give it away today.
Yeah, we got heaps.
Sure. I mean, I don't look after the prizes, but...
we can do that.
Righto.
What's the review say?
So, we've got one from Amsterdam.
Ooh, oh, wow.
I knew that. Tickle your pickle.
Amsterdam?
I've never been there before.
I can't remember if I have.
Yeah, right.
Apparently, it's a bit dingy, though.
Well, you go and see sex shows. Mm. Like, my friend went and saw sex shows, and you can, book your...
and eat cookies and mushrooms and stuff.
Well, it's legal.
So, Amsterdam says, great show and well-respected people. Ironically, Stav, did you see the ice skating on the canals of Amsterdam a few days ago? The Yankee presenter has seen the future.
Oh, because we were talking about the winter. Yeah, the winter games, how one of the people was saying, oh, they're so good because they get through the canals. And canals.
In the opening ceremony, the only thing she said about their team was that the reason they're good at ice skating is because that's their main mode of transport. They all ice skate to work.
Yes.
But she's actually saying that, or he's saying, sorry. That,
yeah, it actually happened.
Yeah, wow.
So some people obviously do, but the point we were making when we discussed it was, what do they do during summer? And I can't imagine that ice skating is the main way. Like, they would have cars, they would have trains, they would have buses.
Like us and hopping down the street in the pouches of kangaroos.
That's right. We don't do that all the time.
No, we've given up on summer. That.
Winter, that's a winter thing.
It's a sometimes mode of transport.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like all good things. In the small
doses.
Yeah, small doses. So please leave a review on our podcast. Don't just give us stars. I mean, stars are good, but
what was their name?
We need to write something. It just says, it's just titled Amsterdam, and then in the name section, and they've put GD076. So.
Hello.
Hello there. So please leave us a review or any sort of comment. We want to get it on the air. Thanks very much. Au revoir. Have a good day.
Sayonara. Stars!